Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, guys, welcome back to the pod. Appreciate it. And make sure you share, rate, comment, even reach out to us. Matt and Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. Keen on the pod as always, Squatch and Eric. And we are, we're going to start with, I guess, the fact that my wife and eldest 16-year-old daughter were away for like 4 or 5 days. So it was me and Avery, the 11-year-old.
The one who you say is lazy like dad.
I'm not lazy. I mean, I don't necessarily want to do a lot of things.
I don't want to give a drop of energy to anything that I don't want to do.
Right, right. I mean, I just not, not real like going places and seeing things and stuff like that.
You're okay. You know, give you a screen and a comfortable place to sit, and you're okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'd be fine.
And you don't need gourmet food.
Do not need gourmet food.
You are the king of, hey, let's just eat whatever's there.
Yeah, I'll eat leftovers. I'll let stuff in my fridge for weeks. My Amy and Addie, if it's like four days old, they're throwing things out. I'm like, this stuff can last forever.
Mold is good for you. That's what they make penicillin out of.
Don't you? You get rid of stuff pretty quickly, too, don't you?
Yes, I do. If it's been in my fridge, is a week.
Even if it's cooked?
What do you mean, even if it's cooked? If it's cooked and it's been in there for a week, come garbage day, it's leaving.
Well, I don't even think they'll let it survive a week. I mean, they're mainly a three-dayer kind of thing. Would you even go a week? I bet you're on the bubble in a week, aren't you?
A week is my max.
You're pushing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm good with the leftovers, however. And like if pizza's left out overnight, that's fine. Or a meal's left out overnight, that's fine.
So were you doing a lot of cooking for Avery?
No, we didn't do any. Well, yes. Well, she doesn't need cooked, but she's four, because she only eats a few things. And spaghetti is one of them, but that's a pain. No one thinks it is. It takes so long.
She only eats a few things. I mean, I am the worst in the kitchen, but I can make spaghetti.
I can make it. And she doesn't eat sauce, so I mean, it's just the spaghetti.
But, so you didn't even
boil
spaghetti noodles for her?
Yes, yes, yes. But I get tired of making it. So, dinner one night, we went to the QT, and she got a soft pretzel and a slushie.
Was there chicken
dinner
involved?
For QT.
Was there any protein?
No, she didn't eat protein.
What about vegetables?
No, she didn't eat vegetables. I mean, what's the difference between a pasta, spaghetti, and a pretzel? Not much.
Really? I guess.
And so, I rotated. But here's the way I explained to her, because when your mom comes back, it's not going to be like this. And it's not her fault. So don't blame her. It's just that I'm making this special because it's daddy time.
I am doing this so that we can have a good time.
Yes, yes. Like
we're not concerned about nutrition,
right?
Health, yes. Anything like that.
Well, I don't want her to think that Amy's mean or something. So I was like trying to show this is
just because mom wants you to be healthy and dad doesn't care.
I'm pretending this is a vacation for us. It's like a bonding time. So when she comes back, don't. And so I said, if she comes back and she starts, saying less screen time and you got to eat this or that, you don't complain. I'm going to take you out for some ice cream. So she's made it through one day so far. But I would take her out for, because I know that
so
I'll get in trouble.
You're basically bribing her to not give up the fact that dad let her do whatever the heck she wanted to do.
No, there were limits and rules, and she followed some of the limits and rules, or all of them.
And when she didn't follow limits and rules, I bribed her.
I did. So we rotated Pelicans, which is the
snow cone place. Yeah.
And Brewster's, the ice cream place, and QT with the slushy thing, whatever they call it. Now, one day she didn't get any of that stuff.
Wow.
I said I was tired. And I would get her two the next day. She could have two. I watched the show.
But at least you kept the house up while Amy was gone, right?
Well, in my defense, why I didn't was a few reasons. Well, one, I'm having some remodeling done. And when there's a little sawdust anyway, you just all the rest of the
house. May as well just throw your underwear on the floor.
I did have underwear on the floor, which was a sad thing because I went into this, like, the TV room, bathroom to get ready in the morning, just not wake people up or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So I just changed and left my clothes there, and I sometimes pick them up at the end of the day. But I haven't this week, so there's just 3 or 4 days of clothes.
Oh, 3 or 4 days of dirty underwear on the floor?
But here's the thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you basically turned your home into your college frat house minus the beer.
I was going to clean it
up. There was no nutritious food happening.
Oh, yeah.
There was no laundry happening.
True. There was laundry. I did laundry. I got all laundry done. I'm a laundry guy. I got it all done before she got home. But my neighbor, sorry, Lindsay, she had her plumbing was cut off because she was replacing pipes.
Uh-huh.
So she texted me and I was out somewhere. Well, I'll be honest, I was with Avery at Pelicans. And she texted and said, can I use your bathroom? Like, because my downstairs bathroom's being remodeled.
Oh.
So she had to go upstairs and use the TV room one, the one that I had been changing in for 4 days.
Oh, your dirty underwear bathroom?
So I'm like, well, okay, but here's the thing.
Oh, ew.
I said, you can pee in there. But you also can't tell Amy what you see. Otherwise, you've got to pee in the yard. So that's the deal I'm making with you right now.
You're just making nasty deals all
nasty
over the place.
All over the place.
Man, so you are seedy.
I got it all done before she got back.
You are a seedy dad.
Wait, what does seedy mean?
Seedy, just dirty, not above board.
Seedy motel.
Just grimy.
It's just
a grimy move.
I'm not usually like that, but I feel like 5 days was
You're not. You know why you're not usually like that?
Addie's
because
there.
Amy's there
Addie's
to
there.
Humanize you.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
But there's potential here.
Yeah.
There's potential here.
Potential for what?
A great movie, okay? Bad Moms, excellent.
That was a good movie.
With all the things he just said.
That's fun.
Yes.
Fun dad.
The script is written
grimy
right
dad.
Here.
Yeah.
Grimy dad, whatever.
Fun weekend with grimy dad.
And then you just take those experiences and put them to two different children and get two different dads and boom.
16-year-old would never have put up with it. She would have been clean. In fact, there was a bunch of stuff on our
Who's
island.
Okay with a pile of dad's dirty underpants?
No, I got that was gone before that, but our kitchen island was a little busy. Because we, you know, I'd let her play with her stuff there and, like, let it be. And so there's a bunch of stuff on the island, which I really wasn't thinking much about. Because, like I said, there's a bathroom's being torn up. There's a lot of stuff in there. And I came down this morning, and so it happened after I went to bed. It was all cleared off, and there was nothing on it. So somebody was trying
somebody
to give me a hint.
With probably a lot of muttering.
But
it was muttering involved.
And I had on the Happy Place. With Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, that comedy.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is necessarily meant for kids, but it happened to be on.
It's definitely not.
But it was on, and Avery just happened to sit next to me, and I didn't know where the remote was, so we just kept it on.
Oh, wow.
And she got hooked, and so we've been watching
episodes.
Hey,
kid, after this, you want to watch some old episodes of The Sopranos? A lot of great murder there. It'll teach you a lot.
There was some episodes. Most of it was okay. And she goes to like a Christian school, so it's about heaven, kind of.
Oh my gosh! I cannot even imagine the conversations she's having with the other kids at school.
No.
Oh, what did you watch? We watched the entire Left Behind series. Oh, my dad and I watched porn.
That wasn't porn. It wasn't porn. It was comedy. And but they on the show, one of the things that when you're in the happy, when you're like in heaven or whatever it is, you can't curse. No matter how hard you try, so Kristen Bell would be like, fork you or whatever, right?
Right.
So she's like, I'm like, okay, wait. They can't curse, but even you can't say, hey, fork you. You can't do that. So they just laugh about this, don't tell mom. And
there should be a whole things that people aren't allowed to tell. After Matt's week without his wife.
Yeah.
Don't tell that there was a mound of dirty underpants on the floor in the bathroom. Don't tell that we had Slurpees, slushies, and pretzels for dinner.
Right.
Don't tell that we watch an R-rated comedy.
I'm tired this week. No, yeah, but
I mean, technically, it's not R-rated. It's like R-rated themed. Because
there's a lot of ethics in it.
Right.
So I think she learned a lot of good and bad.
Bad about things.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for the masturbation scene.
I fast forward. Right on point with Soul or.
So does Amy not listen to the podcast? Because I mean, you're basically
snitching
on yourself.
She won't
listen
to this one because I will delete it from her phone when she's not looking.
It's on you cannot delete it. You literally have to delete
the
app.
I mean, she'll be fine.
She's not gonna look. Why in get other words, this information? She's not gonna look for it.
If she's only gone for a day or something, I do it. But I was a little extra tired this week, and I just wanted to like have a special Avery Daddy bonding time, and that means you know.
Snitching, dog. Because you know me and Amy are friends on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I'm snitching. I'm sending the link.
Avery will tell. I mean, there's no question.
He doesn't have enough. See, he's too cheap to keep bribing her. He's gonna get to the point where she's like,
I'm not buying you ice cream anymore. I'm gonna tell mom
that, and he's gonna. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You've had one slushy too many, young lady. Go for it.
She got a Target card for watching the neighbor's dog, which I bought from her at a discount. She wants some money on that thing. Well, $35. I'll give you $25. I did not.
Tough life lessons from grimy dad.
I thought about it, though.
You really stole her Target card.
No, I didn't steal. I did give her $35 for $35. Come on now. But then I made her buy her own soft pretzel. Another thing we talked about this week was people getting locked in the bathroom because Britney Spears got locked in the bathroom at like 2 a.m. or something. She went to get a bath or something. I don't know what schedule that's
And she weird. Said she was screaming to wake her boyfriend up.
Yeah. And I told a story about how, and I said at the time, one of my relatives got locked in a stadium bathroom stall, and she was like 70-something at the time, and had to crawl out of the bathroom stall.
Imagine your grandma crawling across the floor in a stadium restroom. I am shocked this grandma is still alive.
And then I say on...
Because
you wouldn't do it, would you?
Oh, Lord,
you're gagging. So I wrote it as my relative on my Facebook page, right? Then my cousin, Renee, chimes in, and she's like, was it me? And I'm thinking, how do you not know if it was you or not?
What's cousin Renee been up to? She doesn't remember whether or not she crawled across a stadium bathroom floor.
She says, was it me? And then my mom chimes in, no, it was his Aunt Jackie. So she rats her out.
Where was Aunt Jackie during all of this?
I wasn't part of the conversation. But then there's some other people that chimed in. Like Wallace was in a train station in France. He went to a pay toilet because the guy held the door for him, but apparently shuts off or something. So the lights went off, so it's pitch black. Then it starts spraying water because I guess it must be one of those self-cleaning places.
Oh, gosh.
So the high-pressure spray is coming from all four corners.
I just hope it's clean water.
Well, if it is clean, but it's cleaning the floor, which means it's kicking around all the fecal matter that's on the ground, right?
Ew.
So his pants were wet to the knee, and he can't find the door. He's yelling. Finally, his girlfriend found some change from somebody and was able to let him out, but that's not fun.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Because, think about it. Spraying the bathroom floor, a public restroom.
Oh, God. And you're in there, and it's dark, and in my brain, I don't know what's being sprayed at me.
You know what this would be? Matt, you know what this would be? This would be a great episode for Ted Lasso.
Ramona's gagging.
Oh, Ramona.
Because it's spraying all the stuff up, stirring it all up.
Are we okay?
She's throwing up. She really is. I'll give you a nicer one.
No.
This is a nice one.
No more.
There's no dirt.
More.
I promise there's no dirt.
More.
This Marie says, my husband and her brother-in-law got locked inside a hotel room at the beach. It was late evening. She had the baby out. Unfortunately, the baby's bottle was in the room. So Marie and her baby are a mess, right? But the husband and brother-in-law, they're locked in, but they've got beer, no baby, TV. Life is good for them. And that's there you go. All right. So thanks for joining us on the pod. Make sure you rate and comment and share for sure. And then reach out to us on the Matt Ramona Facebook page.